This is the Web Strategies Podcast, a program dedicated to the technology and techniques of marketing your business on the internet. This program with program notes and links is found on our show website at www.webstrategiespodcast.com. And now, the host of the Web Strategies Podcast, internet marketing expert, Tom Anthony.
This is the first Web Strategies Podcast of 2009, and how appropriate. The last Web Strategies Podcast, the guest that's sitting with me now, was we had a fabulous interview, about a 35-minute program or so. We talked about two different businesses, both of them relevant to internet strategy. And I was trying to be a smarty, and I recorded it on a little Sony digital recorder about the size of a pack of gum or something. And actually, the recording was pretty good, but there was just enough noise in it that I decided to redo it. And that was the last produced Web Strategies Podcast. It's over 6 months. So sitting with us today is the founder and president of itsoffsite.com, Martin Joseph. And I've known Martin for a really long time. He also founded a company called Tomar Computer Integration in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Virginia area 14 years ago. And basically started business May 1990 with Tomar Management. So Martin, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us, and welcome back, kind of, for your first time.
It's my pleasure, Tom. You know, it was a lot of fun doing the interview the first time. Now I think we can get it right.
No, actually, it was a good interview. We did it right. It's just that the audio quality wasn't quite up to what I liked, and I'm very biased to having coming out of broadcasting, and I used to be a radio producer, so I'm probably way overcritical on audio, especially when I've listened to some of the other podcasts that are available in this topic from iTunes. Some of those guys, I don't know, they're either on a telephone or in the bathroom, or I don't know, but they really sound awful. And I take pride in the way the Web Strategies Podcast sounds. But enough about me. We were talking last time about a company that you have that's a virtual company called itsoffsite.com. And the reason that I think that it's relevant to web strategy, well, actually, it's two reasons. One, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are asking the question, can I make money on the internet? No, not by eBay or doing some kind of phony baloney e-commerce system that you're selling somebody else's products. Can I do something new and original and make money on the internet? And what would be the strategy to do that? So before we talk about what led you to opening itsoffsite.com, which is really the meat of our interview, I think, but why don't we first tell people what itsoffsite.com is and does?
You know, it's in a nutshell, it's remote backup storage. And for years of being in this industry, one of the biggest nemesis that we face as an IT provider is making sure that the client has a good, strong, and reliable backup solution. And from the beginning of time, you know, the best of breed solution back then has been, you know, put a tape drive in place, you get some very expensive server backup software, you get very expensive tapes. And then the most important formula in the entire process was making sure that you had an administrator, or, you know, it was usually like the lowest paid person in the company, you know, usually like a entry level staff person, or maybe it was a receptionist that was responsible for swapping out that tape on a daily basis. And then they knew that they needed to take one of the tapes and put it off site with them. And it was normally, you know, an administrator that was putting it in a briefcase or in a purse, taking it home. And then, you know, when that person went on vacation, you know, there was really no continuity in place for there to be, you know, a good backup that the company could rely and depend on. And I think that in light of, you know, the recent events that we've experienced in disaster recovery, you know, obviously, you know, 9/11 is the first thing that's going to come to mind. You know, you look at what happened in New Orleans when there was a flood there. And I think that really brought to the forefront in a lot of small and medium business owners' minds that, you know, they really need to have some very secure disaster recovery plans, because let's just face it, IT is not a luxury, it's a way of life. And it's also a way of business.
It's a really good point. I think that's one of the goals of the Web Strategies Podcast, is to let business people share some of the experiences that they've been having, and share some direction, some strategies that have gotten you from A to B. And, you know, we're, our conversation today is not about marketing, and a lot of times this program is about marketing. Maybe this program is even more important because we're talking now about the infrastructure of your business. And one of the reasons that I feel the show is important is because the internet is not optional anymore. And the digital records that we keep are our business. You're going to find fewer and fewer companies that actually have a ledger with somebody writing anything down in it. So there's a tremendous exposure to risk for the average business owner. And, you know, I've been in the IT business for a while also, and unrelated to the Web Strategies podcast, I can tell you that I've seen that time and time again. It's heartbreaking when you know somebody that you're friendly with that's a business owner that literally has lost $100,000, $200,000 or $300,000 in human resources to recoup whatever data that was damaged or destroyed or not recoverable. And so what you've done is created an easy way for business owners to keep that data secure. How does it work?
You know, in a nutshell, the way it works is, let's say a company has 50 gigs of data that they need to be able to have a backup for. Well, you know, all we're interested in is the data because, you know, we can easily go back and get the customer's operating system and reload that from media. But it's the data that's critical. So what we do is we have our partner, which is located in Utah, and the name of the company is called Mosey, which, by the way, is owned by EMC. They're a Fortune 500 company. So it's not as if, you know, we're some, you know, backyard operation that's trying to attempt to do this on our own. We have a partner that has significant resources. They have, you know, three data centers that are connected through a fiber pipeline in Utah. And being on the East Coast, Utah is an incredibly great strategic location to have a data store and a data center. So that really works well. So in a nutshell, the 50 gigs of data, we have to reserve space in the data center. That 50 gigabytes is reserved. We also get a license key per computer system that needs to be backed up. So whether you need to back up a server or a workstation, you know, we can handle both, and every computer is going to require a separate key. The neat thing about this is the software is amazing because what'll happen is it'll take quite some time to back up that initial 50 gigs of data. So if you have a very strong internet pipeline and your upload speed is critical in the data transfer. So we're really concerned about upload speed in the beginning. So let's say you had, a 6 meg download pipe and a 2 meg upload pipe. Well, during off hours, we can throttle the upload to its maximum when the internet's not being used during business hours. But during business hours, we can throttle it down and continue to capture the data and make it very efficient. And so once the data is captured, we'll go back to the starting point of where it first attempted, and then we'll get any changes that have happened and get the incremental changes over the past, say 10 days that it took to capture that 50 gig. And if there were incremental changes that happened in between, we're going to go back and catch them. And then at that point, it's going to become very efficient and very manageable to do an incremental daily backup. And what's unique about the software, most people are thinking to themselves, well, you know, I've got a 5 gig data file. How can you capture that in one evening? Well, that's the beauty of the software, because it has the ability to identify only the changes that have been made and can append it to the original file, which makes it extremely clean. The other thing that's really a benefit behind this technology is that we're keeping the last 30 days of information as an archive. And so if you want to go to a restore point and it's, say, 3 weeks ago, and you find that you've got a corrupted database file, or that you know there was an entry that was made incorrectly in the accounting system, you wanted to be able to, you know, be able to restore your file and take a look at it and compare, this is an excellent tool to be able to do that. And we have had clients that have you know, required that to happen and relied on our system to make it work. And being that we're already 2 years into this as a provider of this solution, our clients are completely thrilled with it, which really makes it more exciting for us because we've got a product and it works.
You know, and I've seen that happen to just exactly what you described. It wasn't it wasn't like the building burned down or something like that, but the database was corrupted and there was no way to recover it. They had to go back to an earlier iteration of the database. And had they not had the backup, that's just, you can't get there from here. So it's, you know, I think it's beyond necessary. It's just part, it's as on the same level as having a telephone, turning on the lights. I mean, you just have to have this.
Well, it's a unique experience, especially if you're in IT and you're listening to this, because you know what it's all about. Because if you've had to rely on a tape and you had to go back to that period and try to get a restore, well, it's a white knuckle flight, because number one, you're not quite sure how well those tapes have been rotated out, especially if you weren't the one that was in charge of doing that. You just basically take someone else's word for it. Well, the other problem is, okay, well, there may have been a backup, but the chances are that maybe the backup wasn't set up correctly. Maybe the person that initially configured the backup didn't select the correct data or didn't go deep enough and tunnel down to find the data that needed to be recovered. So it's really,
speaking of that, the one thing that I've heard about that was problematic, although I'm not, it's not problematic with it's offsite.com, but is getting particular types of databases, like Microsoft Exchange, for example, where it's not an incremental backup of the last 10 emails, it's the whole database. How does this software handle that?
Oh, you know, it's written specifically for open files, Exchange, and SQL. Absolutely has the ability to back up open and live Exchange data store. It has the ability to do what we call shadow copy. It's very efficient in the way that it does it, and even allows us to do a bricks level restore if needed.
What's a bricks level?
That allows you to actually restore individual mailboxes.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And because the software is so inexpensive to license, I think the retail price is $6.95 a month per server.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's unbelievable.
It's almost crazy to not do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's not expensive at all. And here's the thing, and I really want to make a clear point with this. You know, if you were jumping out of an airplane, and you know, we had a parachute. Obviously, you'd have a parachute. You know, you would want to also have what we call a backup chute. Well, this is what we're really trying to promote this product as. It is a backup chute to your parachute. And what we have found is really a great solution for our clients is that we provide them with a very inexpensive, what we call attached storage device. Mm-hmm. And there's 100 different manufacturers out there that make 500 gig storage devices that will just attach to a server or a PC via USB, and you can buy a couple of them and just rotate them out. Now, that's what we call, after you've got your RAID level storage, you know, RAID 0, RAID 1 for a mirror, or if you even have a hot swappable stripe set with additional RAID levels like 5.
For the non-geeks in the audience, that's different ways of configuring the various hard drives that are within a server. Sometimes you do that to have more capacity, and sometimes you do that to have redundancy.
And the redundancy is a key point. And this is where the backups are really critical, because if there's a failure at the first level, which would be the RAID solution for redundancy, the next solution would be to go to a local on-site backup so that you could, you know, simply attach the drive and do a simple restore. Well, there's a chance that there may be a failure there as well. Okay, so that's why I'm saying that we're promoting It's Offsite as that backup parachute. It's that set it and forget it kind of backup that, you know, is going to happen in the background, where it's going to happen, you know, night after night in a scheduled manner, and we'll send an email to our clients every day letting them know the backup health and how consistent their backup has been.
You know, it's an interesting thing that you bring up, the local attached area storage. Is that what it is?
Yeah, local attached storage.
Because I've had a couple of pretty well-known brand name external storage drives, like Seagate, for example. And I've had two of them fail, just flat out fail. And when they do, you can spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars trying to recover the data. And it's not like there was a fire or something. The drive just fails. And a lot of the ones that I'm talking about are sealed in their own proprietary plastic housing and you can't get into it and you can't change it out. So I really like the idea of being able to have a deep, a third kind of tier of storage for some of the critical stuff. Because again, it's not so much the cost of the recovery or the cost of the storage, it's the cost of the aggravation that it causes you and your business to try to go through whatever hoops you have to go through to get everything back to the way it was. And it is hardware. Hardware is going to fail. There's just no question about it because everything breaks at some point. And so it's really inevitable that you're going to be in a position where it's going to be very aggravating and very costly. And I'd hate to be the business guy that for $7 a month.
Exactly. Well, you know, and that's just the beginning, because the other thing has been the cost per storage has gone down significantly. Absolutely. It's incredible to see how inexpensive storage has become. And it's almost a no-brainer to do your backup this way. You know, when you're bringing up the fact that, you know, your hard drives failed, you know, your attached storage devices, the other thing that really comes to mind for me is that, you know, there are things that happen in real life. You know, people forget to do things. You know, people can have fires in their offices, in their homes. They can have fires and records are destroyed.
Lightning
is very, very prominent, especially in this area. Mm-hmm. No question. And, you know, and even theft for that matter. I mean, somebody can actually break into your home or break into your office or you know, break in even to a data center if they're a disgruntled employee. Mm-hmm. and really wreak havoc and make life very difficult for you. And, you know, to have to go back and rebuild is just a devastating event to have to do. And it's great to know that you would have, you know, peace of mind in knowing that you've got, you know, a fail-safe in place.
Mm-hmm. Now I'd like to ask you to change hats, because we've been talking about the features and benefits of the virtual business that you have been running for the last 2.5 years, 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years now.
Called itsoffsite.com. And by the way, I'll have a link to itsoffsite.com on the blog that goes along with the Web Strategies Podcast. And you can find that at www.webstrategiespodcast.com. Or if you didn't get this from iTunes, just look up Web Strategies Podcast in iTunes and you'll find us. Now switching gears to the business guy, the entrepreneur who has a successful integration business in a local area in Norfolk and Virginia Beach, Virginia, to expanding your business through this, not through the brick and mortar that you have, but through the virtual abilities of the internet. First of all, what was your motivation to build your business out to itsoffsite.com?
It was almost a natural progression for us, Tom, because the interesting thing was we had seen where we were providing a similar type of service, not necessarily called It's Offsite, but there was another company that had come to us, you know, and told us that they could handle and manage our remote backup services for them. And, you know, a few years ago, we've had a lot of clients coming to us and saying, hey, listen, you know what, we want to be able to do this and make it cost effective. You know, is this something that you can do for us? Well, you know, we were looking out and at trying to partner with some of the bigger companies that were out there, like Iron Mountain. And, you know, there's another one, I believe, called Carbonite.
Yeah, I know Carbonite.
And, you know, the thing that we found was that these service sources were extremely expensive. And it was, you know, only the Fortune 1000 or companies that had very deep pockets would be able to afford this.
Well, that and also for, I'm familiar more with Carbonite than Stone Mountain, but that's a lot of that is really geared toward individuals and not enterprise level.
Well, Iron Mountain, in fact, is geared toward enterprise level servers. You know, you may know them from being able to be the document shredding company that comes in. Mm-hmm. Very high level, it's very expensive. And what we were trying to find was somebody that had a secure data center that could encrypt the customer's data, that we knew that it would be absolutely safe and secure, and that would be something that would be reoccurring And somewhat of a set it and forget it for the client.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
we found,
you say reoccurring, you mean as a business owner, it's a reoccurring revenue model for you that once you establish a business that it helps to sustain itself by giving you a monthly fee for the services.
Absolutely. That, you know, and you know, that's one part of it. You know, on a business level, sure. You know what? It's got to be a win-win for not only us, but also for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they were to do the math on what it would cost them to maintain and manage a tape system, maintain and pay the employee responsible for doing that on a regular basis and know when it's done, this is literally fractions of the cost of what it would cost for them to try to maintain it themselves. And yeah, on a business model side, it really fits in really well with our business. It is something that's very natural that we are clearly a part of doing. It fits in well for our clients' needs because we know that we're giving them a great solution. And it's something that we're very confident with because if in the event that they had to rely on a backup and we had to go back to our offsite remote backup and restore, we've done it countless number of times already with our clients. The data's there. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it really gives us solace in knowing that if we had to rely on it, it's working and it works well.
So I'm going to kind of zoom out a little bit to the 50,000 foot view level. The theme that I'm hearing from you repeated a couple of times is, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, I just want to see if I've got this right, is that because you're really passionate about this aspect of technology, you're familiar with it, you know what the ups and downs of this process can be. And so you recognize through your familiarity with this particular process what a good deal it is and how easy it is for you to be able to present this to a potential customer because it's just a win-win. So do I have that part?
Yeah, there's no question.
So if you're talking to another business owner that isn't in technology and they're thinking about trying to build something for themselves that has a virtual presence, what would the strategy in your mind be to look for a partner like you did with the, I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's Mosey. EMC.
So to look for a partner like Mosey, to try to get a web development company like WebTex, who's the sponsor of this program, by the way, to custom build an application. If you were to give another business owner advice to start moving in that direction, what would it be?
You know, it would really, really need to be to find your niche. You really got to be able to find the niche. And that was something that was very unique about the opportunity that we had in front of us. And you know, having the resources, you know, with a company like WebTex, for example, is really very important to be able to, you know, build that bridge and offer, you know, make your offering, you know, because it's not just the kind of thing that you can just decide to just build a website and throw it out there. It takes a lot of work in maintaining it. It takes a lot of work in making sure that you know, the information is right and you've got a good strategy in place. And then you've got to continue to maintain that. And so we were very lucky in that, you know, I saw an opportunity where there's a void in the marketplace. And let's just say that this particular product offering is very much what I feel is a gold rush. Everyone is rushing to market right now. And this is something that is extremely serious. And we're lucky in that we've got the best of breed solution. In fact, EMC is the largest storage provider in the world. And Mosey's claim to fame is the fact that General Electric was the one that really put them on the map. It was a company called Berkeley Data Solutions, and they ran it as Mosey for a few years. And Berkeley, you know, finally got the attention of EMC. EMC saw the value in it, came in and bought them, lock, stock, and barrel. And now they're continuing to grow. And so that was a real plus for us, was choosing the right partner in that, you know, it's name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
If I, you know, tried to sell, let's say, for example, we have another partner that actually resells our products through us, and it's called Softmart. Softmart is what they call a LVAR, large VAR. Well, they have a they have a lot of, you know, very high profile clients, like Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. In fact, they sold Louis Vuitton remote backup services through us. And, you know, if they were coming at Louis Vuitton saying, well, we've got a company called Tomar, mm-hmm. who's going to do your backup, they're going to say, who's Tomar? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, we've got a website. We've got a nice presence. We've been in business for 14 years. But, hey.
Yeah, really well-known and well-respected in Norfolk, Virginia, Beach, Virginia. But you're right, in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're not going to know Tomar. But on the other hand, if they say, well, you know, we're partnered with the EMC, well, you know, that has a lot of leverage to it, and there's a lot of respect. And, you know, a company is not likely to have to do quite the due diligence that they may have to do when it would come to putting your faith, trust, and reliability in your data store. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we just chose to go with the best that we could.
What about marketing? Does Mosey give you any marketing support, or what's your approach to marketing this business online?
They've been great. They've been a great partner for us. They've even have funneled some leads to us that you know, is really a nice win-win. They've got some things that they have the ability to do, and then they have some things that they don't have the ability to do. One of the things that we've done with their services added an extra layer, which is a management service layer. You know, so instead of just, you know, saying that we're remote backup, well, we're providing managed remote backup services. You know, we've got someone that every day looks at the backup logs and sees to make sure that the backup happened. And if it didn't happen correctly, we're going to notify our client or just make the remote fix to kickstart it and make sure that it's working for the customer. And that gives them an extra level of protection.
How do you get the message out, though? Do you do any direct mail, or do you do any email, or how do you spread the word, though, about itsoffsite.com?
The most successful thing that we've been able to do is face-to-face with our clients. They trust us. They know us. On the web, however, there are a lot of companies out there that we're competing against. What's unique is we're trying to optimize our website so that when somebody does do a search for, say, remote backup, hopefully we're going to come up within the top tier of that search, and they'll at least find our website. Hopefully we'll be high enough in the impression page where will they be enticed to click on it and take a closer look. And so we're praying that strategy works well for us. It's something that we're trying to focus and refine. And I think that it's still a very much of a science.
What about that? You're talking about search engine optimization, basically, and because there's a difference between optimization and search engine marketing, like placing an ad. Oh, by the way, that's a helicopter above us. Which I think will probably come out on the tape.
Welcome to Southampton Roads.
There's a difference between search engine optimization, which is what you just described, and search engine marketing, SEM, which would be like a Google AdWords pay-per-click campaign, that kind of thing. Have you done any of the search engine marketing, any pay-per-click campaigns?
I've done it. I'm doing so with my Tomar business. Have not done it yet with the It's Offsite. It's something that I'm going to consider, and you know, we'll just see.
What about do you use any vendors to help you do the optimization part, or do you go into the website yourself, or how does the website, and what do you look at for statistics to see if it's working or not?
We have a web developer that we worked with on this particular project, and her company is doing the network optimization on it. We're taking a look also at the statistics on the website, how many hits it's getting, and you know, so far it's still very early to gauge what kind of return that we're getting, but we're now starting to see that now that the website has been up and running now, for probably a year now, we're starting to see it have some impact. Mm-hmm. We're in the beginning. It was almost too new, but now that it's been out there for a while, we really are starting to see some activity with customers, you know, now calling us, calling our toll-free number, and saying that they went to our website, that they've got some questions, and you know we're very pleased with the result, and we're optimistic that it's going to continue to grow for us.
I think I'll just touch on one more point about the search engine optimization. Would you say that that's a really difficult concept to grasp, or if you just look at it a little bit, that most business people can kind of figure it out?
Can I be candid with you?
Absolutely.
I'm not a web developer. I just, even though I'm in IT, I've got so much on my plate. I can't do it myself. There's just no way. I mean, I clearly would need the help of a company, you know, that does web development, that does, you know, network website optimization. I just simply can't do it by myself. I don't have the expertise in being able to do that. I really, and in this case, really rely on someone else to do it for me.
Well, that's also a good point, because in the size business that you have, and you're an entrepreneur who is running two full-time businesses with multiple employees in a nice building, by the way. I totally get that. And having formerly been a business owner myself, running an office and employees, your day's pretty full already to start worrying about the nuances of what keyword did they put in. But it is important, so it's something that you should look to a provider of search marketing or search engine optimization, because that's it. That's your bread and butter. If people find you in Google or Yahoo or Live, then you might get some business. And if they don't, well, then you might not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing is finding the right balance. I mean, if you're entry level, just starting out, you know, there's real cost associated with buying keywords. And so you've got to be able to fit it in your budget and hope that those keywords that you're paying for will give you the return that you're looking for at the end of the day. And so finding the right balance and being able to have a budget for that is really critical.
How do you rate the amount of time that you spend with the virtual business versus the brick and mortar business? It's two separate businesses, but how much time do you spend on itsoffsite.com as a percent of your day?
You know, I'm so lucky that I've got great people on my staff. I mean, I very rarely get involved with it unless it comes down to when we've got somebody interested in the solution and they're just calling me up because they want more information about it, or maybe they even want us to put a contract together for them. And mm-hmm. that's really the real power behind the marketing of the internet is that we're getting clients that are not just in Hampton Roads. Now we're getting clients that are you know, countrywide. In fact, we just signed a customer last week that has a travel agency located in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea, you know, that we'd have the ability to do that. And, you know, and this is without the internet, we never would have had that opportunity. And this is the power of technology. And to think where we've come in just the last, you know, 10 years in the internet is just amazing.
I want to thank Martin Joseph, who is the founder and president of itsoffsite.com and also Tomar Computer Integration. And it's actually in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but everybody in around the country would know Norfolk probably a little better than Virginia Beach. But, you know, the last interview that we did a few months back, and we were basically talking about this same topic, but I think that we looked at it more from the angle of a entrepreneur, of a business owner, of somebody wanting to start a business in this interview. And I want to thank you. I think it's been a really enlightening time with you, and I appreciate you being on the Web Strategies Podcast.
It's my pleasure, always, anytime, Tom. And you guys are doing an awesome job. And, you know, WebTex is just a company of a very high caliber, and I truly have a lot of respect for what you guys are doing. And your growth has just been tremendous. So congratulations to you, too.
Thank you. And so that you can, so you listener can put this together. The reason Martin and I know each other is because my day job is the vice president of client services for WebTex, which is we're an e-business solutions company and create high-end functions. We web enable applications and so just locally, the reason that Martin and I are sitting here together in the same room is because our companies do business with one another. And thank you. And WebTex just moved into a new building, which is the first, I think it's gold-rated green building. I'll have to get that right. I'll put it in the link. But it's a very ecologically friendly building, and we're going to be having a grand opening party that I know that you're invited to.
I can't wait to see this building.
And plus, there's free wine.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there. All right, twist my arm. I'm there.
Thanks again. Martin Joseph is our guest today on this section of the Web Strategies Podcast.
Thanks for downloading or subscribing and listening to this episode of the Web Strategies Podcast. Send show comments and questions to info@webstrategiespodcast.com. You can subscribe to the Web Strategies Podcast on iTunes or on our show website at www.webstrategiespodcast.com.